It wasn't real. Fake reality, fake person, fake image, fake outward show, fake everything. It was all fake. Now, if something like this happened for years, you know, some of those people have been married to somebody for 30 years and they wake up to what it was. You're going to have, if it happened for 30 years, you're going to have to record a message every day to yourself. You don't even have to upload it. Just, it wasn't real. It's fake. It's not real. It was all a scam. It was toxic. All it was unhealthy, addiction, dopamine rush, fake reality. You need to probably put this on your, in your car as you're going to work. Fake reality. And just rebrainwash your mind. You've got to retrain your brain. It wasn't real. Face it. Don't let it destroy you. Get up and say, praise God, I can see the real now. Praise God, if you can see through this fake reality bubble, you can see through all the devil's lies, you know? The devil's still nothing but a liar. He's still a liar. The devil's a liar. Yeah, but why did they do it? Cause toxic shame. They're afraid to be real because they don't want to be rejected. That's why they got four or five side pieces. It wasn't real. They would have done it to you like they did it to the other people. If you'd let them in the door, they'd have done it to you. If you did let them in the door, they're going, when you boot them to the curb, they're going to do it to somebody else. Period. What you can do, and what I do, is I see common words being said because they all say the same thing. And you think, okay, who else said that? Oh, 20 years ago, this girl I was dating, she said the exact same thing, and she ended up being a sociopath, psychopath. She tried to kill me. Oh, okay. Yeah. It was mind game. It was manipulation, witchcraft, sorcery, manipulation, lies. It was fake. And say it 1,000 times if you have to. There was no real true communication, no true happiness, no true joy, no true anything, no true, not open. It was all one-sided. They were just seeing if you would put up with their psychopathic. This is how a sociopath works. I studied them for 10 years. The sociopath is testing to see if you will let them treat you unhealthy, if they will cross your boundaries. Okay, if you tell them, I need you to communicate one-to-one, equal-to-equal. And they don't do it. That guy didn't know how to drive at all. And so they're not listening to you, and they're going to see if you put up with it. Because they don't care. They have a goal. They have a sociopathic goal to control and dominate and to usurp your free will, to be honest with you. That's how sick it is. To manipulate you so bad that you destroy yourself because they have a demon. They're evil. They're pure evil. They're pure evil. And if you listen to them long enough, they'll admit it. They'll tell you. They will tell you they're evil. I promise you, they don't have your back. You gotta keep saying that. They don't have my back. They never did. They never had my back. You're better off without them because you got more done when they weren't around. And when they were around, you didn't get anything done. Because you're sitting there depressed and sad about it. You gotta keep telling yourself the truth. The truth will set you free, right? They're not here. They're somewhere else.
They're just in your mind, and they're not even in your mind. It's a program that you put in your mind. You let them program your mind. They're fake. They're fake. They're gone. They're dead. They actually never existed. They never existed. It was a free ride. They had a free ride in your mind, and it wasn't real. And they knew that you probably had a certain way you were raised, and they knew that about you, and they just played the game. And the reason they knew it and you didn't is because they played the game 1,000 times before you showed up on the scene. For real. They learned these patterns, but guess what? You can learn their patterns now. You learn their patterns. And yeah, they're sick. Yeah, they're toxic. Yeah, they're sociopaths. Yeah, they're psychopaths. But you're not. And when they see you healthy, wealthy, and wise, and focused, and doing your thing, they're still sitting there playing games with the next one. And they're going to destroy themselves in 10 years. If they're not dead, they're going to be in jail, or they're going to be out on the corner somewhere on the street. Or they're going to be drugged up, and they're drugged or drunk, so out of their mind they can't even talk. Alzheimer's. If somebody's always lying, they're going to have Alzheimer's. When you really tell yourself the truth and you're really free that person never existed, and all the future faking and all lies, and even if they were in your world, they wouldn't help you. They would treat you like they did the last one that they were with and destroy them. They're in jail. They're busted, broke, sick, whatever. They're not here to help you. They're here to vampire off of you. You've got to tell yourself the truth. It could be a family member. It could be an ex. It could be an ex-girlfriend. It could be an ex-wife. It could be an ex-whatever. They didn't have your best. I don't care if they went to church. I don't care if they were a missionary. I don't care if they were spiritual. I don't care what they claim to be. The actions didn't line up with the words. Period. Period.